Hillary Clinton is hardly the first political figure to find herself in a swirl of controversy just at the start of a national campaign. As NPR's senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving reports, some have crashed and burned, others have survived, and some emerge stronger than before.
In the television age, American politicians play out their moments of crisis on screen. Richard Nixon set the pattern in 1952 when TV was still a novelty. Tapped for vice president by Republican nominee Dwight Eisenhower, Nixon was accused of accepting improper gifts. He took to the air for half an hour detailing his finances, but the key moment came when he admitted accepting one gift from a supporter in Texas.
It was a little Cocker Spaniel dog in a crate that he'd sent all the way from Texas, black and white, spotted. And our little girl, Tricia, the six-year-old, named it Checkers. And you know, the kids, like all kids, love the dog. And I just want to say this right now, that regardless of what they say about it, we're going to keep him.
The girls kept the dog, and I kept Nixon on the ticket. TV screens were soon a feature of nearly every American home, and any political figure in trouble had to seek vindication on the tube. In 1969, an audience estimated at 35 million watched Senator Edward Kennedy, heir to the Kennedy White House legacy, struggle to explain leaving the scene of a fatal car accident. A young staff member named Mary Jo Kopechne had drowned.
No truth whatever to the widely circulated suspicions of immoral conduct that have been leveled at my behavior and hers regarding that evening. There has never been a private relationship between us of any kind.
Kennedy pled guilty to leaving the scene, but never left the Senate. Still, the incident was widely regarded as the reason he did not run for president in the following decade. The start of a national campaign has been rocky for vice presidents in particular. In 1972, Democratic Senator Tom Eagleton was forced off the ticket after revelations he had undergone electroshock therapy for depression. In 1984, Democratic Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro was the first female on a major party ticket.
I proudly accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
But immediately thereafter, Ferraro was embroiled in a controversy over her husband's business dealings. 4 years later, Republican Senator Dan Quayle took a beating in his first news conferences over his National Guard duty during the Vietnam War. In that same election cycle, Democrat Gary Hart's campaign came apart following a story in the Miami Herald alleging an affair with a young woman. At the news conference, a reporter for the Washington Post went right to the point.
So you believe adultery is immoral?
Yes, I do.
But when the reporter asked if Hart had committed adultery, the candidate said, "I do not have to answer that question." Allegations of affairs were again the focus when Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton led the pack for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1992. He appeared on CBS 60 Minutes to respond, accompanied by his wife, Hillary.
There isn't a person watching this who would feel comfortable sitting on this couch detailing everything that ever went on in their life or their marriage. And I think it's real dangerous in this country if we don't have some zone of privacy for everybody.
2 decades later, Hillary Clinton herself is the anticipated candidate and presumptive frontrunner, and she is still asking much the same question about where an officeholder's privacy ends and the public's right to know begins. That debate coming soon to a screen near you. Ron Elving, NPR News, Washington.